2 years ago, the journal Science published a report that offered new hope for people with spinal cord injuries. It said that parts of the brains of monkeys are always creating new nerve cells. But now Science publishes new findings that dispute the earlier claim. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
If you cut the spinal cord of a frog, it can grow back together, and the frog will be able to move its legs again. That's not true of humans and other mammals. Pashko Rakic from Yale University says there's a simple reason. Our spinal cord and most of our brain can't grow new nerve cells or neurons.
Most of my neurons in the brain are older than me. That means they are generated before I was born.
In recent years, though, scientists discovered that monkeys and humans can grow new neurons in a small part of the brain called the hippocampus. This is a part of the brain that we share with frogs and lizards, so maybe it's not surprising that a characteristic of frogs and lizards lives on there. It started a furious hunt to figure out what gives that part of the brain this special ability. Eventually, scientists hope to learn how to make nerve cells grow in humans and thus help victims of brain and spinal cord injuries. Then, 2 years ago, researchers were startled to hear that the hippocampus might not be so special after all. Elizabeth Gould and her colleagues at Princeton University injected monkeys with different chemical markers. One chemical attached itself to any newly created cells in the body. The other markers attached specifically to nerve cells.
And so we combine those two methods to see if we have cells that are labeled with the marker of new cells and also the marker of neurons. And we saw cells not only in the hippocampus, but in the neocortex.
The neocortex is the outer layer of the brain. It's involved in complicated things like language and long-term memory. The report was astonishing because only mammals have a neocortex, and scientists thought that mammals had lost their ability to grow nerve cells in the course of evolution. No one had spent more time studying the neocortex than Pashko Rakic at Yale. He was sure that Elizabeth Gould must be mistaken.
This is so extraordinary. We better have extraordinary evidence for that.
Media accounts portrayed Rakic as a stubborn defender of the scientific status quo, unwilling to accept new discoveries. He went back to look again at the neocortex region of monkey brains. His collaborator, David Cornack, says they used similar methods to Gould's, and they did see thousands of new cells.
But when we went to see what kind of cells these became, in no instance did we ever see a newly generated neuron.
In some cases, Cornack says, these new cells were right beside or even embedded in a nerve cell, but they weren't neurons themselves. Perhaps, he says, Gould didn't look closely enough and thought two separate cells were just one. Elizabeth Gould, though, is confident she is not mistaken. The only possible explanation, she says, must be some subtle but crucial difference in the way the two groups conduct their experiments.
I hope both groups are interested in what the truth is and if there are technical reasons for these discrepant results, then we're going to find out what they are.
Gould and her colleagues at Princeton now are planning to replicate the experiments that Rakic and Cornack carried out to see if the new nerve cells that can't be seen at Yale are visible at Princeton. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.